You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. The Nuggets won again. They're third in a row. Hey, hey.
Good job.
Wake up the Nuggets. They beat the Bucks in Milwaukee, and now they get one day off before they play on the road again tomorrow in Indiana. The Avalanche have a rematch tonight in San Jose against the Sharks. Here's something kind of interesting. A report says the Olympic Games in Japan may actually go on this summer. I think it would be about 5 months from now. But they say they could very well, and by the way, this is, you know, a postponement from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying it could be without foreign fans being allowed to attend, meaning only local fans, meaning only people in Japan can go to the Olympics.
All right.
And that could add another layer of pain to Japan because they'd counted on about $800 million in ticket sales. That's almost $1 billion that would basically evaporate. And these are already the most expensive Olympic Games ever. The official cost has soared to over $15 billion, but there are Japanese government audits that are suggesting it might actually be twice that amount.
My goodness.
If $15 billion was already the most expensive, and it could be $30 billion,
wow.
I cannot for the life of me understand why any country would agree to host the Olympics. It has become a joke.
And then they build all that stuff, and then they create the infrastructure, and then everybody leaves, and it just sits there and rots.
That's a big part of the joke.
It is.
I'm still so proud of Colorado for the vote going to the polls 50 years ago and saying, we don't want the Olympics.
No.
Even 50 years ago, Coloradans were smart enough to know we don't need that mess. And I know I'm going to start getting Facebook messages and emails now from people. Well, the overall, economy. No. It ain't worth it to have all those giant empty pieces of metal just sitting around.
Then what do you do with them? Yeah. Just rot. All the birds nest in them.
Not to mention, to me, the security threat that the Olympic Games will be bringing from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that in my backyard.
No, sir.
Anyway, just my editorial opinion. What else is trending?
Actually, let me scroll down here, my little trending segment here. I'm going to do some more stuff about Japan. There's this guy named Yusaku something or other. I don't want to say it because I don't want to butcher it. Yusaku, he's a multi-billionaire. And back in 2018, he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon. They say the price is confidential, but they're saying it's probably right around $250 million.
And that's a bargain.
That is a bargain, really. And the flight has been scheduled for 2023, and now this dude is looking for 8 random people to join him. He is saying it's going to take 3 days to get to the moon, loop around it, and 3 days to get back. He's going to pay for your entire journey. He's going to bring a cooler full of snacks.
That's a fun-filled week.
I know. He says, we hope we can make the fun trip together.
Fly me to the moon.
Literally. He was looking for people that want to push the envelope. Anyway, if you want to apply, it's dearmoon.earth by the 14th, which is a week from Sunday. So
I don't think I do that.
I don't think I want to do that either. Let them get a few under their belt, right?
Yeah, do this once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the first for that.
Nah, we're good. We're good.
Although I did say that I wanted to be the first disc jockey in outer space.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this for about 30 years that I wanted to get in a capsule and orbit the Earth and then broadcast over each country that was.
Oh, yeah.
And now.
Hey, I'm over Africa. Now Maroon 5.
Can do it anywhere, but but I wanted to be the first. Hey, call me up on the hit lines. Real 3. Let me get that song on for you.
Over
right
Australia.
Away.
Now a doubt.
Who wants to hear Maroon 5 coming up next?
Hey, big day for Colorado. Today is 303 day. Look at the calendar. 303. Mm. Like the area code. So you slap a ski resort sticker on the back of your Subaru today and go have a craft beer at a dog park, I guess. I don't know.
This is where I get to feel all superior to you, I guess.
Why is that? You got a ski rack on your car?
Because I've got a 303, and aren't you a 720?
I do have a 720.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid phone number. So they say go out and enjoy things that are Colorado related today and spend money on Colorado businesses.
What? You tell you what, you just sit tight, and then on July 20th, you can get all full of yourself.
Right, right. That's funny. Dolly Parton's in the news, thank goodness, because we love her. She got a little return on that $1 million investment yesterday. She got the Moderna vaccine, a little taste of her own medicine.
Get it?
Get it? And she posted a little video of herself getting the shot in her arm. But she, what she did is she changed the lyrics to her song, Jolene. And she changed it to Vaccine, which is, it actually works. So I have about 30 seconds of it. And this little thing that she says at the end is just so... So Dolly.
You don't have to limit anything with Dolly Parton on this show. If you wanted to play for 3 minutes, that's fine.
Maybe we'll loop Dolly. This. We'll loop this. No, but here you go.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
I am so going to use that for one of our little jingles. The Dom and Jeremy in the morning.
Don't be such a chicken squat.
Oh, she's so delightful. I love her, man. I love her so much.
If I could vote for Dolly Parton to be our ambassador to every country on earth,
yes.
She doesn't have to be president. She probably wouldn't want that job, but she could just be the U.S. ambassador.
Yeah, and she still looks so great. She's just a great human. Chip Gaines is giving away a chunk of change to some lucky fans. Mr. Fixer Upper revealed on a video on his Instagram that old Chipster is going to be hiding $1,000 checks in 10 copies of his forthcoming self-help memoir called No Pain, No Gains.
Ugh.
Solid.
That's how he's going to get people to buy his book? He's putting checks in them?
Fourth book. I read one of them. I don't remember which one I read. It was pretty good. It's all right.
What stops people from just going into the bookstore and flipping through pages?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Only 10 checks around the whole country, so I mean, meh.
Must be an online. You have to buy them online. There's no way they would do them in bookstores.
Could
like
be.
That. People would destroy the bookstores.
Trying to get
that's happened before.
I bet. Anyway, if you get his book, check page 16. That's where he's sliding them in. 16 is some lucky number between him and Joanna and the whole Magnolia Enterprise. So that's
how much money
fun.
Are they worth now?
Buttload.
I'm gonna look that
up. A silo filled with money. Out there in Waco, Texas. It's just filled to the top with money.
You ever been to Waco?
No, but you know what? I looked at property because I watched their show a lot, and I got onto Zillow, and I was looking at property out in Waco, which is stupid affordable, and I hear it's turning into quite the charming little area. Well, they've got their little enterprise down there. It's making it, you know, huge.
I was actually enrolled at Baylor, so I went to Waco a couple of times, but I never actually then attended school. I did not go to college, but I was enrolled, so I went there, got all set up, stuff like that. And then I was 17, and I went and applied at a radio station there, and they said, nope, you're not old enough.
Nope.
I said, I've already been doing this a couple of years. And I said, nope. So I didn't
Sorry,
go.
Kid.
That's why I didn't go to, that's why well, I'm not a Baylor
that.
Bear.
Now look at you. Here you are.
Here I am.
Talking
By the
about
way,
Waco.
This can't be right. Chip Gaines' net worth is only $10 million.
No, they're way
that
more than
that. Can't be right.
Now, between the books and the TV shows,
I'm
they have their own
here.
Network now. They have a food line, a clothing line, and they're in
As
every
of
Target.
January of this year, that says Chip and Joanna Gaines have an estimated net worth of $10 million each.
I don't think so.
See, I
That's
question that too. Unless that is some clever bookkeeping on their part to limit, limit.
They have it all in cattle, Dom. It's all in cattle, probably. real quick, I do have to give you a few Fat America things. There's some good ones today. Let me find them here. Well, first, let's start with Fat UK. Goose Island Brewery, which I recommend.
Yes.
I have got some Goose Island in my fridge.
Yes.
They teamed up with Cadbury to make a beer out of the Cadbury cream eggs. The result is a dark beer that they say has the same, quote, rich and creamy texture as the Cadbury eggs. I don't want that.
I'd try it, but probably just a couple sips.
Here is your Fat America. I have two of them. A restaurant called Fong's Pizza in Des Moines, Iowa is going viral because of their new pizza that uses Fruit Loops as a topping. You got your crust, your cheese, and Fruit Loops, and that is it. There's a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to see it. People on social media are split, you know. Again, maybe try it once, but
no.
Gimmicky.
Gimmick America.
And then listen
pass.
To this. Coming to Sonic. Sonic is selling new milkshakes that have a scoop, a big old dollop of cookie dough on top of your milkshake. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the picture of that pizza. And then how about this hack for making a hickey go away? Are hickeys still a thing, Dom?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is that really, like, what people
so.
Are doing?
I haven't had one for a couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years. You gave it to yourself is the thing. So the hack is, you got to watch the video. They explain it a little bit more. But you take a metal whisk and kind of twist it on your hickey spot for about 5-6 minutes or so. And it basically breaks up the blood vessels and the blood and stuff in there. And it spreads your hickey out so it covers your entire neck.
Well, supposedly, when we were teenagers, we were told to use a spoon.
Oh, okay.
To do the same thing. You take a cold spoon and you use it to, kind of mash it out.
Hickeys are so gross. They're so gross. Anyway, watch the video. Get grossed out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.